No doubt. For today, we're coming to you live from Ballygarn. I want to come to Conor, who sits opposite me, Conor Moran, because we're looking. He's chairperson of the Ballygarn Carnival. Morning to you. How are you, Conor, today?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Is it true that you're living close to where the first big top was for the first carnival?
I couldn't be living any closer, because my house is literally built on top of the site where it used to be one time. The original four-pole and six-pole marquees for the carnival were on that site.
And is it true that it's 80 years old this year?
Yes, the carnival is celebrating its 80th anniversary this year on the 1st to the 6th of August.
And you've had some big names in the past. Who have you got coming this year?
A lot of work still in progress, but definitely our own man Mike Denver will be along, and the Tumbling Paddies as well are set to make an appearance.
Yeah, I've seen them in America. They're very good. So they're extremely good. And what drives it, can I ask you? Because a huge amount of planning has to go into this.
Absolutely. August might seem a long way away to some people, but to me it's imminent, unfortunately. But it takes a huge community effort to be able to put on an event like this that can keep going over 80 years, not just in the committees, but all the volunteers, the stewards, all the help that is so vital. And it's that community spirit that has managed to keep it going for so long.
And do they come from all over?
Absolutely. It is a great catchment now. We've from as far away as the States, people are able to travel home for the carnival. It's a real meeting point in the year for people that they keep, and they hold it for the coming home and the meeting the friends and family that they haven't met for so long.
So yeah, it's synonymous then with the area, so it is. And again, I mean, it's a busy time of year. It's smack bang, so it is, at the beginning of August, that bank holiday weekend.
It's a busy weekend, and of course there's a lot of competition with things on that weekend. I know the Galway races takes place around that time as well, but thankfully we always see really, really good crowds here in Ballygar for that every year.
And is it true that your father and grandfather were involved in this?
It is. My dad was on the committees in the early 90s, and I recently found out while we're researching for the 80th carnival that my grandfather was on the first committee back in the day. So yeah, it's a family connection.
Why do you think they started it? Just for entertainment, maybe. Back 80 years ago, there was very little entertainment out there.
Yeah.
No mobile phones, no TVs, no nothing.
they'd be missed, I'm sure. The carnival itself was actually started as a fundraiser for the local church to help build an extension and do improvements, but it kept going over the years and has helped fund so many other endeavours in the town. For example, like we have our sports centre here was built with help from funding from the carnival.
And the building of the community centre was huge as well, wasn't it? That was part of it. Did that get some of the funding as well?
Yeah, the community centre in the town where we originally had our marquees and our dome as part of the carnival. We eventually moved to a permanent building, so the community centre was built for that.
Yeah. And you were telling the auctioneer that I'm parked outside next door.
Yeah, we're literally just next door, Mourne's Bar Auctioneers and Undertakers.
Yeah. You better talk to Tom up there, because he's a story that he needs to get off his chest about a prank that he pulled using my name. But before you go, get the story off him.
Oh, very good.
I think your father could be due a few bob, but it's not me that owes it to him for a bottle of whiskey for a local character. When do tickets go on sale, or where would they be able to get the tickets, can I ask you, Conor Moran?
Tickets for the carnivals are always sold on the doors on the night, which is great. So if you turn up, we'll surely try and get a space for it. But we'll try and have some pre-sale tickets and pre-registration tickets. The best thing to do is keep an eye on our socials, keep an eye on our website, ballygar.ie, and you'll find out there first.
I better let you back to work in case the boss is listening. Away you go. Thanks for joining us. Can I bring in Emma O'Malley, who joins me as well? And Emma, can I just twist the microphone to you there, if you don't mind? Thanks for joining us today on the programme. I'll talk about the Matty McDonagh Centre in a second, but you're the principal at the secondary school, and we had Pat in earlier on, the local guard. He was complimenting the students of the school.
Well, Pat would know, he was principal in the school himself. He taught in the school from 1971. He became principal then. He retired as principal in 2009, and he's now actually chairperson of the board of management. So he's had huge experience with the youth in this area, and I suppose I would join him in complimenting all of our students, and they really are wonderful ambassadors for the school and for our local community.
And isn't it lovely where the, and we'll talk to Helene in a minute, where the primary school feeds into the secondary school, so they're being kept in the village.
That's it, and I suppose initially that's why the school was set up. So the school was set up in 1948. If you can imagine back then, very close actually to the when the carnival was set up as well, there was nothing here in this area for young people, and a potato inspector came to the town. His name was Ty O'Connor, and he saw that the only choices really for young people were either emigration, and if people had money they could send their children to boarding schools, but that this is a rural area where most of the community have farming backgrounds. That wasn't an option. So they went about setting up a school back then in 1948, and they raised money. The local community, actually, they bought shares. They gave a price of a calf. I think families were allowed to join together to buy shares in the school, and the school was set up. Initially, it was in the town hall, which is at the top of the town. Yeah. And then they purchased land from the forestry, and they started the building of the school. Andrew Carty, who was a local builder, actually built the first building in the school, and it was opened in 1951. But like thinking back to those days, to when we had the carnival set up, and then that was 1944, obviously, and then the school in 1948. It's at the end of the Second World War. It's 100 years since the famine. Ireland barely a new republic, and the people in this area then had the foresight to build a school that was also co-educational, because that really wasn't done at the time.
It wouldn't have been then. No,
and it was a Catholic school as well. So the Catholic church here in the area, they wanted it actually to be a school for boys. But the community said, no, we want this to be a co-educational school. We want boys and girls to be educated here. And when it first started out, obviously in 1948, there was no free education, so families had to pay. But I believe that the price was reduced an awful lot, and everybody was given the opportunity to go to school if they wanted it.
Isn't it wonderful? Because in so many other areas, that facility wasn't there for them, or that opportunity wasn't there for a lot of people.
No, it wasn't. And the reality is, like, we would have lost an awful lot of people from this area if that school wasn't there, because people would have had to leave.
Yeah. And you're from the area, so you'd be known by the pupils, and you'd know the pupils' parents and that. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I honestly believe it's a good thing. So I'm from the area, and I left when I did my Leaving Cert. I left and went to college, and I came back then in 2012 as principal of the school. I suppose people know me, they probably feel they can trust me, and also I know them.
And yeah, and you know other people.
I do, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, it's lovely to see that they come together, and they go to the pub with no beer, and they have somewhere to socialise and somewhere to be themselves.
Exactly. That's it, yeah. And they really are. I have to say it is a credit to the parents and to the families and to the local community, our students. And I know Helena would agree with me in this, like, our students are fabulous.
Mm. We'll go to her in a moment too, Will. You're secretary of the group as well in relation to the Matty McDonagh Centre, which again is a huge asset, really.
It is. So the Matty McDonagh Centre, for those who've never been in it, is an unbelievable facility really for this area. So a community group in Ballygar did a feasible study many years ago, over 20 years ago, and they found out that there were no facilities in the area for youth, for old, for everyone, no indoor facilities. So they decided that they would build a community centre, and that they would build a big community centre.
Yeah.
So it's full-sized basketball court, 4 badminton courts, and then there's an industrial kitchen there. There are rooms there for upstairs. There are meeting rooms, and there are loads of additional facilities there. So back then what they decided to do was they went and they got loans from the Bank of Ireland and from the local credit union, and they purchased the land over where the Matty McDonagh Centre is and the site there, and they started fundraising. And again, it was done with the help of the local community, no more than the school. A lot of the buildings in the school came from the local community, because the fundraising was done with the local community, and the local community here absolutely contributed to the Matty McDonagh Centre. So with grants as well, from the Sports Capital grants, and I have to say Gorey Rural Development as well have been fantastic, particularly recently. Yeah. When I've been involved in securing grants for the centre.
But again, what you have there is a standalone centre, I mean, with catering facilities and everything there, so that if it needs to swing into action, it can swing into action.
Absolutely. And like, it's like there's so many different groups use it for different activities. activities. There's Meals on Wheels there every Tuesday and Thursday, where local volunteers cook the meals, local volunteers deliver the meals to elderly people in our community. There's men's cookery classes, there's health and fitness classes, Pilates, yoga, basketball, badminton. Local clubs use it throughout August for indoor training. The carnival, as Connor said, me and Tila Kayla have a big weekend there in October. There's fundraising events, Strictly Come Dancing. We had our 75th there at the school last year. St. Aidan's Lip Sync was there. And in the last 5 years then, we have re-sanded and re-lined the floor, and we reclad the roof. We took the whole roof off last year and reclad the roof as well in it, with the help of Galway Rural Development. And we're currently working with Galway County Council on climate action as well to install solar panels. The local schools use it. It's actually the school, Colossaware, it's RPE Hall as well, so we use it as a facility. And the school with the Matthew McDonough Centre has refurbished the gym in the Matthew McDonough Centre now as well. So it's an absolute top-class facility, and it's used by everyone in the community.
Good on you. You have some famous people who went through the school as well. Evan Nyland, GA star, was he one of your prodigies?
No, Evan is actually from Clarenbridge, and I don't think he even knew where Ballygar was until he arrived down to the school. So in his first year out teaching, which is this year, he came and I said, would you mind taking the hurling teams in the school? And he said, I would, like, if he could fit it in, because with involved with Galway, there's a lot of training involved with that. So he took them on this year, and I think, I don't know, will he be able to repeat the success, because it's never happened before. So he won a junior Connacht title. We got to the senior All-Ireland final, which was unbelievable. If our school, there are 130 boys in our school, and we got to the senior All-Ireland hurling C final this year against Squel Paul from Kilfinnan, and it's a historic occasion for our school. And I if he can repeat it, it would be brilliant. We'd look
no
forward
pressure,
to
Evan.
No pressure at all
no
on
pressure,
Evan.
Evan. No pressure, Evan. Does his job depend on it now?
Oh. He's a teacher first and foremost, and hurling then after that. I know hurling is probably top for him too, but yeah, teacher first and foremost.
Emma, thanks for joining us today. Helene, morning to you. Thanks indeed for joining us today on the programme as well. As you, she's good. She moves her own mic around the place, so she does. She's well trained altogether.
Morning, thanks a million for having
and
me.
And you're the principal of the primary school, so you work closely with Emma,
yeah, and the secondary school. We'd have a really good relationship and a good working relationship, and Emma's been great to me now. I'm only after taking over in the last 3 years, so she's always there at the end of the phone if I ever need her or to bounce ideas off.
And you from the area as well?
I am from the area, yeah. I'm a fourth generation of the Hanley family here in Ballygar.
Wow.
So there'll be a lot of local history around our family. We would have had a business here in Ballygar from the 1900s up until 2010. So yeah, my great grandfather would have owned the business here in Ballygar. They originally would have come from Glenamaddy, and then they set up shop in where we are residing now.
And what's it like for you to come back then and be principal? And did you go to the school yourself?
I did, yeah. I have great fond memories of going to the primary school and indeed the secondary school here in Ballygar. So, yeah.
Well, it must be very special to be back there as principal.
It is. And it's something that I have to say I'm very, very proud of, and I'm honoured to be the principal of the school. It's a hard job. It's a hard task. I'm not going to lie.
Are you strict?
I like to say I have a nice balance.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm teaching the infants, so I can't be too strict either.
Okay. And yeah, but again, it keeps them together. It's the glue, it's the bond that keeps them together.
It is. And
so,
like,
so you're a working principal.
Working principal, teaching principal, yeah. So it's trying to juggle all those balls. It's difficult at times. But I have to say, you know, the children, as Emma said earlier, the children are absolutely brilliant. And you know, they're fantastic ambassadors for the town and for our school. And, like, even the second, they'd always come back down on a Friday evening, like some of them that would be moving on to the secondary school. They come back to join us in the primary school on a Friday when they're finished a little bit earlier, just to come down and see how we're all getting on and go into all the classes. It's lovely, yeah.
We're into diversity in this country. Have you got diverse pupils?
Yes, yeah, we would. We would have a lot of diverse students, and we would have a lot of children with special and additional needs as well.
And that's
so
a challenge.
It is, and trying to cater for it. But, you know, I suppose that's the times that we're in, and we have to be able to adapt and develop our school to meet the needs of all those children in our community.
And was it you or the school that won the Coming of Munster Girl?
We would have won this Coming of Munster Girl on a few occasions. So, yeah, I think hurling and football is bred in us all, you know, and even as a young girl, I would have played myself, you know. I'm into the badminton now in a big way, so and I have to say, like, we've brilliant facilities there in the Matamac Jonah Centre. Yeah, on a Friday night, like, we could have Anthony up to 25 to 30 people coming from all over to play badminton.
It's on tonight,
yeah, at 8 o'clock if you want to join us. 8:30 actually.
I'll leave these two here with you. Yeah. Maybe teach someone to use a racket.
Yes, absolutely.
Listen,
yes.
Helene, thank you for joining us. Keep up the good work that you're involved in, and thank you all to Conor and to Emma and to Helene.
Thanks for joining us today.
Quick commercial break, and we're back just after these.
Galway talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall Galway, located on the Monavay Road.
The Community Matters series is brought to you by Galway Bay FM and is funded by Commission Mignon.
Hello, very good morning to you. I'm joined by Gráinne Geraghty, who's going to dance for us, and she sits opposite me today. Gráinne, morning to you.
Morning, thank you for having me.
Thank you. How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was 4 years old, and I'm now 11, under 12 in age group.
You never ask a lady her age, but you've told me now, so you have. And do you love the Irish dancing?
Yeah, I love it.
Where do you teach and who teaches you?
I go dancing in Roscommon, and my teacher is Brian Geraghty.
And what's your favourite part of the whole training for dancing?
Probably making loads of friends at feshes and going to competitions. I love everything about it.
And is it true that you were in Scotland, is it last week?
Yes.
What were you doing in Scotland last week?
I was dancing at the World Championships.
And how did you get on?
I was 20th out of, I think it was 140 something.
Oh, so we have a superstar here in our midst.
Yes.
Oh, was it a lovely experience to be in Scotland? What part of Scotland were you in?
Glasgow.
Nice area. And did your mother play music as well?
Yeah, my mother played music, so that's kind of what got me started into Irish dancing. We would be dancing around in the kitchen, and when we were old enough, Mammy found a class in Roscommon, and we've been going there, and I've been doing beginner classes, and the teacher said, when I first went, he said that I was very good, and I was well able to pick up the steps very quickly. And after the beginner class, the championship dancers would come in, and I would watch them for a few minutes, and I'd be like, wow, they're amazing, I'd love to be like them, and now I'm just every bit as good as them.
Good on you, and you should be proud of yourself. And is it true that your mom is related to Michael Flatley?
No.
Where am I going here? Oh, sorry. She's friends that knows Mr. Flatley. And would you like to be involved with him at some stage?
Yes, Mammy's cousin is friends with Michael Flatley, and I would love to be in Lord of the Dance.
Do you know what I love about you is you set your levels very low for yourself. You don't set yourself any targets at all. My God above. And do you play the piano and the violin as well?
Yes, I play the piano, violin, and I also play football and camogie.
When do you get a chance to go to school?
Well, I go to school every day, but...
Helene is gone, your principal is gone. We can talk about it openly now, so we can. And you danced at Ballygar Church on St. Patrick's Day, is that true?
Yes, that was probably one of my favourite things about Irish dancing, because the priest, Father Douglas, he's always talking to the people at Mass, saying how well I've been doing, and they're all like, wow. And when I got to dance in front of them, it just made me happy, because some people don't really know what Irish dancing looks like, and it was a pleasure to dance in front of them.
Well, a big pleasure for you. You're going to dance for us, aren't you?
Yes.
So I'm going to talk to the lads here, and then do you want to get ready and do all that? We'll come back to you, Gráinne Geraghty, in a minute when you're ready. I want to go to Vincent Burke, who sits opposite me today. Vincent, how are you today?
Not too bad, Keith. Good. Thanks for inviting us.
So you're the leader of the pack called the Bridge Boys. Who came up with that name?
Well, we've been known as a lot of things, I think, down through the years. You know, we're together a long time. Obviously, new members have joined and older members have passed away, but... nobody in particular. We play in Hughes and Ballymore a lot, and there's a big bridge beside it, and we thought, no, there's an idea, we'd call ourselves the Bridge Boys.
Creative. And how long have you been involved in music, or did you do so at an early age?
I probably learned how to play the guitar in England when I was in it, spelling it 30 years ago or more, and came back here then. And there's a guy called Dan Coleman who used to come back from England on every summer. And I kind of, how would you say, idolised him. You know, he had some nice tunes and he played his big piano accordion. And they played in the local every summer he'd come back. And so we'd try and join him and we'd try and, you know, I suppose it started there. And that's 30 years ago.
You're the second person. And we had a wonderful man in yesterday joined us and he was talking about when he went to England to work as well and he learned to play the guitar because that's what he had time to do it.
Yes.
And you said the same thing there. When you're there, you learned.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it's music is... say in life you can lose all your material gains but you'll never lose your music.
Absolutely. So I'm talking to Vincent Burke, you're on the guitar, then Michael Coleman is on the banjo, Malachy Donnelly is on the accordion, Roisin McDonough is on the violin and Sean Brennan is on the tin whistle. So what are you going to play for us this morning?
Well, we're going to start with a few reels, Miss McLeod's reel, the Sally Gardens and the Silver Sphere, and I think Ronnie is going to dance for us for them three.
Great.
Then I'll sing a song, Rosslare Harbour, which is one of Dan's, and then we might finish a few jigs.
Yeah, we'll see how we are for time, so yeah. we'll get stuck into it and we'll figure it out then from there.
Fine.
So in your own time, the Bridge Boys live from Ballygar. Thank you. And well done to one for Gráinne Geraghty, and we'll be doing a duo, John Morley and she will be doing a duo in a few minutes time, because he maintains an Irish dance as well, so we're going to challenge that. So we are. Vincent, you said you have a song, is it called Rosslare?
Rosslare Harbour.
Yeah. Do you want to take us through this?
We'll take it away. Okay, on the count of three.
Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board a ferry as I sailed away from you. The dreams and plans we cherished as we shared these past few years will slowly be extinguished, run down my face in tears. A spirit of mine is breaking, it's pounding in my chest. Yet everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friend, and I leave you both behind. What you, my love, in Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board a ferry as I sailed away from you. The dreams and plans we cherished as we shared these past few years would slowly be extinguished, run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sailed out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments as we shared our last farewell, who knows how long it will be till I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board a ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share these past few years will slowly be extinguished, run down my face in tears. Yes, they'll slowly be extinguished, run down my face in tears.
Well done, well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Vincent. Thank you to Vincent Burke, to Michael Coleman, to Malachy Donnelly, to Roisin McDonough, to Sean Brennan, and to Gráinne Geraghty, who was dancing for us. Guys, well done to you. Sorry, do you want to say something?
Just one for the note. Malachy Donnelly, I suppose, the only outsider. Roscommon man, celebrating his 19th birthday this year, I do believe.
He doesn't look a bit of it, so he
doesn't.
And
he's a second electric car, can you believe it?
Sure, I know. Do you know what now? You're not supposed to ask a lady her age. You shouldn't be giving a man's age away either, unless you had prior.
I'd be delighted to reach that.
Listen, well done to you guys. Thanks for popping into us this morning. Going to take a short commercial break. We have two other guests between now and the end of the programme. And a sincere thank you indeed to the gang from the Bridge Boys. We're back just after these.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway on the Mona Bay Road. A new way to car shop.
The Community Matters series is brought to you by Galway Bay FM and is funded by Commission na Meán.
Now we're in Ballygar, and again thank you to Mary and Declan Kelly and their daughter Marie indeed, who are running Kenny's Bar here, and it's put a huge amount of money into it, I have to say. It's one of the finest bars I've been in, and I want to bring to the table indeed Father Dougie, who sits opposite me, and Geraldine Coyne. Father Dougie, good morning to you. Can I bring you in a little bit there?
Good morning.
You were in Roscommon and you came to Ballygar about a year and a half ago?
About a year and a half.
And you've fitted in very well with the community here.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful community, so it's so easy to fit in.
And is it quieter than what you would be used to, as in more sedate?
Yes, indeed. It's a country parish, and it's really quieter, and but you have lots to do as well.
Yeah.
Looking at the four schools you have in the parish and three churches.
Okay, so you're busy then?
A little bit busy.
The weekend is busy for you. How many masses would you do over a weekend?
Over a weekend, four masses.
Wow.
Yeah, and but we are two in the parish. Father Louis Lohan,
yes,
who is retired from Mississippi, helps a lot.
So that's the two of you then, keeping
just
an eye.
Just the two of us, yeah.
Yeah. And again, I mean, Geraldine is with us as well. Geraldine, you're also involved in the church, so you're with Father Dougie. You do the readings and
yeah,
the Eucharistic minister.
Yeah, I do the readings, yeah. And I've been doing that for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Probably more, maybe.
But you were saying to me there before we came on air that it was absolutely wonderful that Father Dougie became part of the...
Oh, yes. He brought so much to our community. He's got all the young people involved and gets everyone... I can even notice an increase in the amount of people attending Mass, which is a great...
Yeah.
It's great.
It's good to get young people going to Mass. So is it Father Douglas, and who called you Father Dougie then?
A lot of people call Father Doug, some Dougie. When I first came, they said, what do we call you? I said, call me anything... But make sure there is a U in the dog.
You've settled on Dougie then, have we?
Oh, yes, Dougie.
Yeah.
Also, just when I have the opportunity, there's an active Legion of Mary here in Ballygar, and Mary Doyle is inspirational on keeping that going.
Yeah.
As well.
I'd say, Geraldine, I'd say there's a full programme in you. I'd say you talk forever.
Well, there's so much, and I must say, a Donegal person living in Ballygar, listening to the people who have already been on the radio talking with yourself this morning, I'd say I'm so proud to be part of such an active and vibrant community. There's so much going on here, and it's only when you're focused to see what's happening that the amount of stuff is just... It's fabulous.
It is. And Father Dougie, between yourself and your colleague, indeed, I mean, you deal with births, deaths, marriages, confirmations, sadness, tragedies. I mean, it's an all-encompassing, and it's such a tight community, it's an all-encompassing job that you have there, really.
It's really encompassing, and I'm challenged, and I have moments of difficulties, but I will always get the support of the community, because the community spirit is amazing. They support each other. For instance, even like I worked in Roscommon for 2 years. If somebody dies, they have to pay for the digging of the grave. But in this Ballygar community, the
community
within the community dig the grave,
yeah,
and they are supportive of people who are bereaved. And during those moments, I find a lot of comfort when I see the support from the community.
And can I ask you just then in relation to minding yourself then? Because I would say this guy would have some very good friends that are priests as well. Do you mind yourself?
I do mind myself. And, you know, the Bishop of Elphin has always encouraged us, especially when we face difficult moments of bereavement, having to bury a young person. We need to talk to someone, sometimes an expert, sometimes a fellow priest, and sometimes even an ordinary parishioner. You could just talk, and then that helps you to deal with the challenges around.
Because you need to. You know, the work that you do is quite intense, and you need to. And that's really what you need to do, is mind yourself.
Exactly, mind yourself. And I try to mind myself to physical exercise. It helps clear the body and keep the mind and body together, you know.
Yeah. Is it true that you play soccer?
Oh, yeah, I play soccer.
In Ballygar?
In Ballygar, in Shiven, you know.
Shiven Rovers?
Shiven, yeah. But with the oldies, you know.
I'm
an old man of 50, so I can't run with the younger lads, you know.
But you're playing soccer with the over 35s.
Over 35s, yes.
Yeah, but you don't look 50. Are you really 50?
I turned 50 last September.
Did you?
Yeah.
And take some of the jungle juice that you have. Give me whatever you're on, because I'll tell you one thing I could do with it. So I could. You're involved with the community spirit, and you really are. You've done a lot, and the festivals. I'll come back to you in a moment, but I want to go to you, Geraldine, because you want to mention the men's shed.
Yes. Hugh Lohan and Christy Galvin, they're great assets because they help people to restore old chairs, furniture, whatever, and it's great for men to go and spend some time there and socialise, and so important nowadays for people to be able to socialise.
Yeah. And what else do you love about the parish here?
Everything about the parish. There's so much, and it's only so vibrant. Like Mary here, Mary Kelly is also she lives near Caltra, but I just better mention this now. There's a charity bridge tournament in Caltra this evening, and it's in aid of Cancer Care West and the Galway Hospice. And
what time is that starting?
It's starting at 7:30. There's loads of food, prizes, everything.
That's a bridge event, isn't
that's
it?
That's a bridge event, but it's for a charity. Yeah. It's for Cancer Care West.
Father Dougie, do you play bridge?
Unfortunately not.
Thank God. Gosh, that at least you'd be gone altogether. Mm-hmm. Is it true? Is it your mother-in-law then that's from Ballygar? Is that what brought you back here?
Yes, she was originally from Ballygar and Drinan, Delaney, but she's passed now, God rest her. And my husband then, we moved back down here because he stayed actually with his uncle when he was going to secondary school in Ballygar. Mm. So the uncle didn't get married, so we moved back down with him. And that's 45 years ago now.
To mind the uncle, is it?
No, not to mind him at the time. He had a small farm and we just moved down with him.
Yeah.
But I love it down here.
Yeah.
But when you see so many people and when you hear so much happening in the small rural area, like, it makes you so proud. I feel so proud to be part of it.
Yeah.
And it's so close to Roscommon, like, you know, and we have to support local shops, like Ollie Holmes does a mighty job down in Centra. And we just have to support local.
Here, come on, I'll give you a prompt card. You have to mention Damien.
Oh, Damien, trainer of the garage. Yeah. Of course, Damien.
Did you forget anything else now?
Did I forget anything else? No. I don't know. The Montessori school, the preschools.
The preschools.
Credit union. In fact, the credit union, when the credit union started here in Ballygar, my husband, he actually was, when there's no computers and no addition, no figure, he did it all by hand. For way back in 1988. He did it by adding up and doing that.
Was the abacus then that we were using around then, I think it was?
No abacus. Oh. I don't know what he used, but there was no abacus.
Well, he balanced the books though.
Oh, he did. He was very efficient, yeah. He did it for a long time, yeah.
And Father Dougie, are there many people like Geraldine Coyne in the village? Because you'd want energy now to keep up with her.
Loads of energy in the parish, but young and old.
Yeah.
And like I was listening to Little Gronya, she is one of the altar servers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, the kids in the school, have almost 20 of them serving. You know, so a lot of energy from them.
But I think that keeps them coming back to the church.
Yes, yes.
And it gives them a purpose to be in the church.
A purpose to be in the church. Yeah. And it helps them a lot because we all need God at some stage in our lives, you know.
Yeah. And it stays with them. Because our two kids were... No, they're no kids, and they're nearly catching up with you. But they will in 20 years. But they did altar serving, and it's touched them right through life.
Yeah, it takes them through life.
It does take them through life. It gives them a quality of respect and...
And participation in church activities too, like during the Easter Holy Week activities.
Yeah.
On Holy Thursday, the washing of the feet, all were the kids in the parish that I washed their feet.
Mm.
So it gave them a sense of purpose.
It's very special, so it is. Geraldine, she has something else to say. So on behalf of Geraldine, what else do you have to say?
Well, what I would like to say, Keith, I know you're retiring now after 34 years with Galway Bay FM. And on behalf of everyone here, we would just like to sincerely wish you all the best in your future.
Thank you very much. And you'll be looking at this or listening to this fella from Monday week, so you will.
This is John.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, did he not introduce himself to you, you know?
Yeah. The best of luck, John.
Yeah.
I would like to
say... I knew you'd have the last word. She's going to talk over the signature tune.
Sorry. Like, Nuala McDonough, Micheál Nocton, they're so... I know you shouldn't mention names, but they're not here today, but they play such a vital role. And Tomás Kenny, whose grandfather started this place here, they are so vital in keeping things running around the place.
And look at Maria then, back indeed.
Maria's fantastic, yes. And her mum, Mary.
And her mum, Mary. And her dad, Declan.
And her dad, Declan, of course.
Yeah,
yes,
they've put a lot of money into
it. And Uncle Tom, and Tom as well.
And Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom works here at the week,
So they put so much money into this place. It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Do you come down here often, do you?
I don't usually visit pubs, to be honest.
So,
now, I'm sorry, but I have to say that. Unless there's music. I love music.
More than myself, so they're not going to make much money out of you, are they?
No, sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't go to pubs.
I know, but...
Father Dougie, would you ever meander down of a night here? Would you?
Oh, yeah, there are times I'm invited in with some friends within the parish, and I come in, sit and have a chat, and sometimes a meal... unfortunately, I don't drink, but I take something soft. But I enjoy their company.
Listen, it's lovely to have you. And it's great to have you here with them. But it's great for them, indeed. What's your man has fallen asleep over there? Will somebody give him a little prod over there, please? Not. If my engineer has fallen asleep, he's getting bored of me. So he is, absolutely. Listen, guys, thanks for joining us today. And Geraldine, keep up the good work. And thanks for the good wishes. And Father Dougie, you keep up the work. And thanks indeed for joining us today.
Thank you, Pete.
And thanks for coming down to us today. That's Father Dougie joining us and Geraldine Coyne. That is fairly well it for today. Thank you to Ava, who's been back at base on the controls. Donald Sullivan, who's set up here. A huge thank you, though, to Maria here, Maria Kelly, who's running, indeed, Kenny's Bar now, with her mum and dad, Mary and Declan. But a huge thank you to her, because she's put a huge amount of work into it. John Morley has put a massive amount of work into it as well. I think he'll have to get the freedom of Ballygar for all the work that he put into this one. Thanks to John on that. Thanks also to Fiona back at base. But from yours truly, Keith Finnegan, I'll talk to you Monday morning just after the 9 o'clock news for the final week of me on Galway Talks, and then John takes over the following Monday. But have yourselves a good and a safe weekend, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye now.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Drive happy in Windsor Motor Mall, Galway, with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.